Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And the serpent was more cunning than any wild animal of the field which Yahuwah God had made. And he said to the woman, "Yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "Of the fruit of the tree of the garden we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said to the woman, "Dying you shall not die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil." Reading further from the word of the Lord as it is written in chapter 20 of the book of Revelation, verses 1 through 3. And I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he took hold of the dragon, the ancient serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the abyss, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not seduce the nations anymore. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 6952. By tales are signified cunning reasonings from fallacies and the derivative falsities against truths, which reasonings are lowest. For the more cunning any reasonings are against truths, the lower they are. As is evident in Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, where it states, "The tail of the dragon drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them into the earth." Where the tail of the dragon in like manner denotes reasonings from falsities, the stars of heaven, the knowledges of good and truth, to cast them to the earth denotes to destroy them. That the dragon is the serpent, which seduces by reasonings from falsities, and which seduced the mother of the living, or Eve in paradise, by means of the tree of knowledge, that is, by means of memory knowledges from the sensuous, thus from fallacies, is clear also in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, which states, "The great dragon was cast down, the ancient serpent, which is called the devil and Satan, which seduces the whole world." Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.